Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is History's Hidden Killers. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Janie Peterson has said it clearly on camera without hesitation more than 20 years after her brother-in-law was convicted. The wrong person's in prison. Scott Peterson was convicted of murdering his pregnant wife, Lacey, and their unborn son, Connor. Their bodies washed ashore in the San Francisco Bay near the spot where Scott said he went fishing the day she disappeared. He had an affair with Amber Fry. He lied to investigators. A jury convicted him. And for more than two decades, his sister-in-law has been building and presenting a case for his innocence that's more organized, more detailed, and more persistent than anything a family member usually produces in these situations. This is the second episode in our series about families that stand behind the accused. And the Peterson case sits in a fundamentally different place than the one before it. Ronnie and Cindy Watts are defending a man who confessed. The Peterson family is defending a man who has maintained his innocence from day one through a conviction built entirely on circumstantial evidence. No murder weapon. No cause of death established at trial. No crime scene. No eyewitness. No forensic evidence directly linking Scott to a killing. Janie Peterson didn't arrive at her position emotionally and then build the argument around it. She built the argument first from the beginning. She pointed to a specific counter-narrative, a burglary that happened across the street from the Peterson home around the time Lacey vanished. She pointed to what she called ignored investigative leads, witnesses' reports of Lacey being seen alive after Scott left the house, and a burned-out van connected to the burglary that was never fully investigated. And whether you find her persuasive or not, this is not the behavior of a family member operating out of blind denial. This is organized advocacy with a factual architecture supporting it. And here's where the Peterson family's 20 years of persistence produced something nobody outside of the family expected. In January 24, you might remember the Los Angeles Innocence Project filed motions on Scott Peterson's behalf seeking DNA testing and post-conviction discovery. The LAIP is not a publicity operation. They investigate claims of actual innocence, and they are selective about which cases they take. They recently used DNA evidence to overturn the conviction of Maurice Hastings, who spent nearly four decades in prison before being declared factually innocent. That organization looked at the Peterson case, conducted its own analysis, and concluded there was enough substance to warrant a formal investigation. Janie Peterson's 20-year campaign has crossed the line from family protest to institutional legal action with real resources behind it. A judge granted the defense team access to previously undisclosed evidence. DNA testing was authorized. Scott Peterson gave his first interview since his conviction for a Peacock docuseries, and his original defense attorney, Pat Harris, said something on the record that goes further than any family member ever has said. He said, "Oh, he's innocent. I'd bet my life on it." It's not a lawyer making a procedural argument about reasonable doubt. That's a man who spent years inside every piece of evidence the state assembled. He sat through the entire trial. He cross-examined witnesses and reviewed forensic reports. And his conclusion is not that the prosecution fell short of its burden. His conclusion is that Scott Peterson did not kill his wife. None of this means the Peterson family is right. A circumstantial case can still be a strong case. The affair with Amber Fry, the ties to investigators, the location where the bodies washed ashore matching his stated fishing trip, the behavioral evidence prosecutors highlighted, the state built a narrative that a jury found persuasive enough for two convictions. The family's counter theory has been investigated before without producing exoneration, but it has produced a lot of questions. And the Innocence Project's involvement does not guarantee a different outcome. Plenty of cases out of the Los Angeles Innocence Project investigates do not result in overturned conviction. Involvement in an investigation is obviously not a verdict. But here's what makes the Peterson case essential to this series. It forces the hardest question. How do you tell the difference between a family in denial and a family that actually sees something the rest of the world doesn't? The Watts family defended Chris after he confessed. The Duggar family defended Josh through a federal conviction with forensic digital evidence. Those are families pushing against facts that have been established beyond reasonable dispute. The Peterson family is pushing against a conviction that the legal system itself has partially acknowledged had problems. The California Supreme Court overturned the death sentence in 2020 over juror misconduct. A juror lied on her questionnaire about her personal experience with crime. Evidence questions remain open. The system has not treated this case as settled, even if the public largely has. Janie Peterson is not doing what Cindy Watts did. She is not blaming the deceased. She's not offering scripture. She's pointing to specific pieces of evidentiary record and saying, look at this, and this, and this. She's done it for 20 years. Without wavering, without changing the core argument, without drifting into conspiracy thinking. And the system slowly has started to respond, not with exoneration, but with process, with hearings, with DNA testing, with a willingness to look again at a case most people assumed was closed. The Peterson family also demonstrates something that separates organized family advocacy from emotional loyalty. It costs something real. Janie Peterson has been the family's public face for two decades. She's endured public hostility from people who believe Scott is guilty. And believe me, most people do. She's shown up to court hearings year after year. She has committed her time, her credibility, her name, her family's reputation to a cause that most of the country think is wrong. That kind of sustained investment is not something a person does from a place of denial. You can sustain denial for a week or a month or maybe a year. You can sustain it in silence. 20 years of organized legal advocacy with specific counter-arguments that reference specific evidence is a different category entirely. It is a bet. A bet that the truth will eventually emerge, that the system will eventually look where Janie has been pointing. And in 2024, the bet started to pay off, not with a vindication, but with an institution saying, we think there's something here worth investigating. After 20 years, that alone is extraordinary. And it raises one more question that will echo through this entire series. What does a family know that the public doesn't? The public knows the case through media coverage, trial summaries, documentaries, podcasts. Janie Peterson knew Scott as a person. She saw the marriage from the inside. She was in the room for conversations the public will never hear. She watched his behavior before and after Lacey's disappearance for a proximity no journalist or detective has ever had. That doesn't make her right. But it means her assessment is built on information that the public has never had access to. And the assumption that a family member's perspective is automatically less reliable than a stranger's is worth questioning in cases where the physical evidence is less than definitive. Whether Scott Peterson is innocent or guilty, the Peterson family story belongs in the series because it occupies the territory every other one touches. Every family that defends the accused believes, on some level, that they know the person better than the evidence suggests. The Watts family held that belief against a full confession. The Peterson family holds it against a circumstantial case with acknowledged procedural problems. And the space between those two positions is where this entire concept of family loyalty and the criminal justice system lives. Sometimes the family is wrong and the evidence is right. Sometimes the evidence has problems and the family identified it before anyone else did. And sometimes 2 decades later, the system catches up to what the family has been saying all along. The Peterson case has not resolved. It may never resolve in a way that satisfies everyone. But Janie Peterson is still showing up. The Innocence Project is still working the case. And the question she raised 20 years ago has not yet been answered. It's a compelling case. What is Scott Peterson capable of? I think that's one of the biggest sticky points of this case, because he demonstrated so well what he was capable of. Take him out of the equation, if you will, for murdering his wife and child. Let's say that didn't happen. Let's say somebody else did it. I think what really sinks Scott Peterson in most people's minds is the affair. Not just the act of the affair, but the communication during the affair. The "I'm watching the fireworks in London right now." The "I love you so much." The all of it. While your wife is actively missing and you had nothing to do with it, you're carrying on this affair over here on the side. You're that compartmentalized that you're able to do that. You're not like... That's some interesting mind mental gymnastics there. Does it mean you're a killer or just a narcissist who thinks with what's in his pants? I don't know. It is a compelling case, and there are compelling arguments for the innocence of Scott Peterson. Believe it or not, there are. We've talked about it here on the show. I don't know that case is completely settled. The time will tell. And ultimately getting to the bottom of it is what his wife and child deserve. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube. We'd love for you to weigh in. We'll continue our conversation there. Until next time, my name's Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.